Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parashat Vayikra, we have 19 psukim. In the last Aliyah, we heard about the three kinds of a korban chatas that are not so common. In this Aliyah, the Torah discusses a very common fourth kind of a form of a korban chatas. That is a korban brought by a person who committed that type of avera, that had they done it intentionally, they would have gotten kares, God forbid. Now that they did it unintentionally, they bring a korban chatas. Also discussed in this aliyah is the korban ole v'yored, a korban that goes up and down, so to speak, depending on the financial situation of the person bringing it. A very wealthy person brings a sheep or a goat, a person with less money brings two birds, and a very poor person brings a korban mincha. The Torah tells us that the korban chatas that is brought with an animal, in other words, a wealthier person's korban, that korban chatas must have its blood applied to the upper part of the Mizbeach, and we will see in the next aliyah that a korban chatas that is brought using a bird, a korban of a poorer person, has its blood sprinkled on the lower part of the Mizbeach. These halachot are learned in the very first Mishnah in Masechet Kinim. But the question is why? Why does an animal korban for a wealthier person have its blood applied to the upper part of the Mizbeach, but the less wealthy person, a poorer person who brings a bird or two birds, that blood is sprinkled on the lower part of the Mizbeach. Why? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. Rav Moshe Feinstein says in his Drash Moshe, a most beautiful and most important answer. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that very often, not always, but very often a wealthy person sins because he or she, God forbid, can forget God. I've got all the money I need. Look at what I've got. Look at what I have done. I don't need God. And we say, no, the korban's, your korban's blood is applied to the upper part of the Mizbeach. Look up. Look up and keep looking up. Let your eyes look at the top of the Mizbeach and keep going all the way to the heavens. You may not forget Hashem. I don't care what you have. You don't have it. You didn't do it. You didn't do anything. It all comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a mistake that a person makes. And the blood is applied above to remind that person, no, it's not you. It's God. Don't forget God. And when it comes to the other kind of korban, a korban of a less wealthy person, a poorer person's korban, that blood is applied to the lower part. Why? Says Rav Moshe, often but not always, often a poorer person says, why should I do anything for God? When was the last time he did anything for me? Why do I need God? He didn't do anything for me. He doesn't care about me. Says Rav Moshe, no, your korban's blood is going to be applied on the lower part of the Mizbeach. Why? Don't look upward, look downward. Look at yourself. Look at all the great things that Hashem has given you. Remind yourself that everything that you have, yes, you don't have everything you think you need, that's true, but don't look up, God forbid, look down, says Rav Moshe Leida, Shegam Zesh Hu Bachayim. Do tshuva because look at you, you're alive. There's still a chance for you to return. God may not have given you the money you think you need, but he's given you your life. Count your blessings. Look downward, look inward, look inside yourself and count your blessings. Look at all the great things God has given you, and that will bring a person to do tshuva and to say, you know what? I have everything that I need. We see an example of this latter kind of a perspective, the perspective that you must always count your blessings, no matter how poor a person may be. We have to count what we do have, what Hashem has given us. We see a great example of that in a story about Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim Daf Nun Amud Aleph. We'll remember that Rabbi Akiva married the daughter of Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua was one of the wealthiest people in all all of Israel. And yet she married Rabbi Akiva, who in those days was incredibly ignorant in Am Haaretz. He knew nothing. And so Kalba Savua cut off his daughter and says, if you're going to marry him, I'm going to give you nothing. The Gemara tells us that they used to sleep in a barn on top of hay, on top of straw. And in the morning they used to wake up and she used to pick straw, used to pick wheat out of Rabbi Akiva's hair, the great Rabbi Akiva. But in those days, he wasn't the great Rabbi Akiva. He was the poor Rabbi Akiva, and so was his wife. And they woke up every morning, and she pulled the wheat out of his hair. And the Gemara continues and says that Eliyahu Anavi came to where they were sleeping in the barn, and he pretended to be a very poor person. And he screamed out, who has wheat for me? Who has wheat for me? And the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva says to his wife, look at that. We have wheat. He doesn't even have wheat. They were pulling wheat out of their hair, but yet they were wealthy compared to that person. We are all wealthy when we think of the great gifts that God gives us. We should be zocha emir Hashem to pay attention to everything that Hashem gives us. Have a wonderful day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.